Man, like I say, it's good to be here with you once again this morning. Y'all just be much in prayer for us that we do exactly as the Lord have us do. And, we got a lot going on today. And, it seems like a lot of sickness still going around. And, we've been dealing with it all year. But we'd like to be much in prayer for those that are sick and afflicted today. And, our prayer is that all as well with you and the Lord. And, that's the number one sickness that needs to be taken care of today is the sin that we allow to creep in from time to time and begin to hinder us from worshiping God. So, that's our prayer once again is that we make things right now. And, I'm a firm believer in placing yourself in a place that you need to be to where you can hear God and hear what he wants you to do. And, the Bible tells us in many places. One instance is over in Psalms 66, chapter 18th verse. David said himself, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear my prayer." And so, this morning it's important and an imperative to you this morning that that you make sure that you're in the place that God wants you to be in order to understand his next calling for you to do. So, we encourage everyone that's listening to the program this morning. This is a very, very good outreach, and we're thankful for the radio station to allow us to broadcast out and begin to reach those maybe that ain't able to make it out to the house of God. But if you're an able-bodied Christian this morning, we encourage you to get out to the house of God wherever it may be, and begin to worship him in spirit and in truth and in unity. And if you don't have anywhere to go this morning, we'd like to invite you out to Faith General Baptist Church located on 1530 Birdsong Road. And, services start at 10 o'clock Sunday school and worship service at 11. We have Wednesday night Bible study at 7 o'clock. And, going through some good scripture on that. And, tonight we want to announce that Brother Travis Lyles will be preaching for us tonight. So if you want to come out for that as well, it begins at 5 o'clock. I got a few revivals coming up here pretty soon. I'm sure Brother Billy will probably have them on his program, the whole lineup and everything. So y'all be sure to listen to that. And then, got plenty of revivals to go to. And we encourage you to get out to them and support the churches around. And, that's a big thing right now is that we need to begin to realize that it's time for us to pull together. And, I think that it's time that we begin to get sick and tired of being sick and tired and making sure that we're getting ourselves in the right spot where the Lord wants us to be, to where we can dwell in unity and strive toward the same common goal that I believe that we all have if we're in the Spirit and if we're of the same Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so this morning, we got a little bit of a message we want to try to get across to you. The Lord coming by and being our helper this morning. And, I'm going to tell you a pretty strong scripture that we got. And, it blessed our heart by reading over it. And, the Word of God, I believe that it is a living Word of God. And whenever it speaks to us on a daily basis, it proves itself to us that it's able to do that. So, so y'all just be much in prayer for us this morning. We do nothing of ourselves and only what the Lord have us do. We want to send a program out this morning to Sister Darnell Lyles, and she's been having some health issues here lately, and we want to tell her we love her and we're praying for her, and hopefully she can be back with us before long. And y'all just continue to remember her in your prayers. And like we said, there's many sick out there today, many things going on, so we want to continue to remember all those families that are in need. So we're going to hear maybe in the program a little bit later have some songs for you, but we're going to go ahead and get into the message this morning. And we'll be in 1 Corinthians, the first chapter. And like we said, a pretty strong scripture here. And I do believe that Paul, whenever he wrote to the Corinthian letter and to them, he was beginning to kind of try to put them in the place where they needed to be. And that's kind of what Paul did. And he as he began to write the letters, he wrote them out of love, no doubt in my mind that every letter he ever wrote was out of love, and out of love for the church, out of love for the people that make up the church. And when as he was beginning to write these, it was no different. And there was problems in the church just like there is problems now. And I believe the only problem that ever is allowed to be brought into church and allows problems to take place in church is when we begin to allow sin to come in. And it's just like an individual life. The church is the same way, is that whenever you begin to fall weak a little bit and don't begin to pray about things. Talk it over with the Lord. You know, the old Satan, he finds them little cracks and crevices that he can crawl into. And before you know it, it begins to cause division. And you know what? Division within the churches are once again only caused by sin. And you know what? The number one thing that we need to be in mind of today is knowing that the revival season is upon us. Is that the only way that we know the revival can come is when we repent and turn from our sin. And you know what? The Bible is through and through about that. Each and every time there was a revival that took place, there was always repentance and a turning away of something that was between them and God. And so, you know, just like that we said a while ago, is that David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, then the Lord will not hear my prayer. So that is sin that separates from God. And you know what? I'm sure that the Bible tells us many, many times is that there's one thing that will keep you away from God, and it is the enemy of God, and that is sin. So to be a friend of the world, we know that it is in the enemy of God. So so this morning, as we begin to read the scripture, we find the Corinthians in the same situation as we find a lot of our churches. When we begin to think about denomination and things like that, denomination is a man-made thing. And you know what? I know that we all have our names over our door and things like that. Maybe there are reasons for that, and I understand that. And you know what? And like I say, but there comes a point in time to where we've got to realize that there is but one thing that matters. There is but one doctrine, and that is the doctrine of Jesus Christ. And you know what? If you're by any other doctrine other than that, let it be a lie. And you know, this morning the scripture is pretty straightforward on that. That Jesus didn't have any two ways of teaching. He was straightforward. He was honest with everybody. He told them exactly what the Father wanted him to say, because he was of the Father. So you know, that's kind of how we start out the scripture right here. As Paul begins to get into it, we're going to go on down to ninth verse is where we're going to begin this morning. And you know, as we begin to see right here, is that Paul, when he starts writing this letter, he gives the greeting. He tells them, I believe, that he's coming out of love, and the reason why he's writing it. But when he gets down to the ninth verse, I believe he really starts getting into what he's trying to say here. And you know, I want you to pay attention to what verse 9 and 10 says. It says, God is faithful, by whom ye are called unto the fellowship of the Son of Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. And I was reading the scripture right here, and you know, when as we get a little further on in the scripture right here, it's going to begin to make sense right here about why he's getting into this. But you know, in the ninth verse and the tenth verse right here, we begin to see that Paul brings out some distinct characters right here, and ones that are the utmost important to us. And you know what? It begins to bring out a Godhead right here, and begin to explain them out. At first, it mentions God. God is faithful, by whom ye are called in the fellowship, and it mentions of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now it goes on in here. So we got God the Father, God and God the Son, Jesus Christ, and then it says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that ye all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you. So how can a man, and we know that we're all different, we're all of different shapes, forms, and fashions, how can all men begin to dwell together and have no difference in them at all, speaking the same thing, that no divisions come among them? Well, that comes by the Spirit of God. So we have the Trinity that begins to be spoken here, the three-part Godhead. It says God the Father, God the Son, and I believe that is speaking of God the Holy Spirit. So, you know, whenever it begins to tell you right here, by Paul beginning to explain them out, the only way they can dwell in unity is by dwelling of the same Spirit that is of Jesus Christ. Whenever Jesus left, he said that he had to leave, that a Comforter would come. And, you know, that Comforter, I believe, is upon those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. That day that you get saved, I believe that whenever you're saved, that the Spirit of God dwells within you, and it allows you to know what the breadth and the height and the depth is, that we can dwell among each other in perfect unity. You know what? God's not split. He's not divided. There's no contradiction to him. So he has to dwell in unity. He has to be there to where it's all known of the same thing of all people. And you know what? He didn't come to people in different ways. And you know what? Me and you may tell our testimony and may have a little bit different story about it. But you know what? The simple fact is that God came to each and every one of us that are saved by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus Christ the exact same way, and that was of the drawing of the Holy Spirit. So you know what? Whenever that Spirit comes by and begins to draw a man down to the altar, and he goes down there with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, you know what? That's when he's able to be saved. And it'll come by no other way. There's not a man that can call you down there. There's not enough water you can be dunked under. There's not enough cards you can sign this morning. It has to be of the drawing of the Holy Spirit and the humbleness of mind of a man to come down there and to begin to give his heart over to God. So that is the only way it's going to happen. That's the only way that the Corinthians were saved, and that's the only way that you and I can be saved today. So you know, that's where it kind of gets at. It's getting at the Trinity, I guess is what we call it today, and what it's spoken of right here, the three-part Godhead. So you know, like I said, it'll make a whole lot of sense right here when Paul begins to explain the rest of this about what the problem actually is. And you know what? I'm a firm believer that Satan, he always tries to mimic God. He'll do anything to be just like God. And we know the background story is that that he wanted to be as he was, and he thought he was good enough to be that way. So now, from now on, whenever God casted him out, he's always tried to mimic him and to be just like him. I believe that's why so many people are deceived today. They allow themselves to get weakened down enough to where they don't know what right and wrong is. And you know what? I know by the Spirit dwelling in me today that that's the way that I know what right and wrong is. It's explained to me through the Holy Spirit. That is the one that teaches me on the way that I go through my life. And so you know what? By it dwelling in me, it allows me to know when I'm to stay away from something. But you know what? When you get weak, like we already made mention of the Scripture, as whenever you begin to allow things to come into your life and weaken you down a little bit, it'll cloud your judgment up a little bit. You know what? The Spirit of God is a timid thing. Whenever you allow sin to come in, it will not dwell in any unclean thing. So you know what? Why you see people slipping, why you see people going back out in the world is because they allow sin to creep in and not take care of it. You know what? Not saying that that anybody's perfect today. We all fail and come short of the glory of God. It's all about us today because of this old flesh we're living in. But the importance is today is that we know that we have an advocate with the Father. And you know what? Go to Him. Take care of the sin. Repent and turn away from it. And then a great revival can come. So you know what? Like we said, you know what? He begins to explain right here in verse 11. It said, "For it hath been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them that are which of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you." So you know what? Paul got word here that things were going on, that people were in a disagreement. They were dividing up themselves based on name. And you know what? Seems quite familiar as we look out today. And you know what? We were speaking with a gentleman the other day at the restaurant, and you know what? We began to discuss this right here. It seems like we spend so much time beating each other up over things, little things that make us different, rather than selecting to unify ourselves into what really matters, and that is Jesus Christ, striving toward that common goal right here. So you know what? He says that he heard of the household of Chloe, and ain't no doubt in my mind that they knew that it wasn't right. A lot of times in our churches today, we know that it's not right to have contentions among us, but we can't put our pride aside enough to accept that unity is always the best solution. So what we see here right here is Paul has been told that there are contentions, so it's up to him to begin to straighten out. He is the leader of this flock. You know what? He needs to direct them and let them know that to trust the Spirit that is within them, that they may be able to dwell together. So what we see right here, it says, "Now this I say, that of that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ." You know what? Here's the question right here. And this is the number one statement. We've all got to realize that there is a place that we have got to find, a common ground that we must find as God's people to dwell together in unity. And this is what Paul's getting at right here. He says, "Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, Crispus and Gaius, lest any of you should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto them which are saved, it is the power of God. And like I say right here, Paul is beginning to explain the reason for his ministry right here. But he wanted to make sure that they knew the very most important reason why things were done. The reason why he was called into the ministry was the spreading of the gospel. And I'm going to tell you today, what is so hurtful today about us having divisions among ourselves and accepting those divisions more than the unity of the Spirit is that we begin to see today that it allows people to see around us that we would rather bicker and fight rather than stand together for the common cause that we say that we all believe in. So what Paul today is saying right here is that he's a preacher of the gospel. But let's go back to the question that he said right here. He said, is Christ divided? That goes back to talking about those that say that I am of Paul and I am of Apollos and I am of Cephas. The thing is, though, that you cannot be of any of these three. Because the thing is that if you are of Christ, then you are of Him and Him alone. We know that He is the only way. He is the only door. So it's impossible to be of anybody else. So what was the problem here? The problem was that you had people that liked the preaching of Paul. They liked the preaching of Apollos, or they liked the preaching of Cephas, which is Peter. You got a division among you because of their preferences, I guess. That's kind of what we see today, is that people would rather follow opinion rather than the doctrine that is of Jesus Christ. These three men right here, it was of no fault of theirs that there were divisions within the Corinthians. I believe with all my heart that them three men that are mentioned right there, they preached the gospel through and through. They didn't fail and come short on that at all. I believe that they preached it exactly the way that it came to them by the Spirit of God, the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What happened here was that man valued opinion more than what the Spirit would allow them to be. Because I have no doubt in my mind that the gospels that were of Paul, the gospel that were of Apollos, and the gospel that was of Cephas was the exact same thing. They were all of Christ. Today, there is a opportunity today for us to begin to realize realizing the Spirit. The Word of God that is right before us and searching it out through the Spirit of God, there is opportunity for us to realize that that we can dwell together in unity. We can worship God in spirit and in truth. We must come together and begin to realize that the common ground that we must follow is the doctrine of Jesus Christ. It's not doctrine of the Baptist or of the Pentecost or the Methodist or any other denomination out there, but it is the doctrine of Jesus Christ. So what we begin to accept right here is that it split up the Corinthians. It'll split up the church today. Satan himself is mimicking God. We heard about the Godhead here. I believe Satan has it set up himself the same way. We know that he has himself. Revelations will lay it right out for you right there. It talks about Antichrist. It talks about Satan. It talks about all those things that Satan tries to use to create his own little Godhead. It's no different right here for a man-made one. We see three men right here that have been divided up to lead the church, and they would rather look at these men rather than the doctrine of Jesus Christ. You can't tell me today that it ain't the same way. That a lot of people today, they'll follow a man around church to church to church rather than realizing that maybe the doctrine, the covenant they vowed to. And there's differences within the church
whenever somebody don't like something, rather than sticking around and fixing the problem like the Word of God says, they would rather run off and find them a church that better suits them. And you know what? The reason why you're able to do that today is because all the churches do not have a common doctrine. They don't have the common doctrine of Jesus Christ. And you know what? It's not just in one or two churches, but it's out among all the land. And you know what? Shame on us for allowing that to happen. That ain't no God's doing. That ain't nothing that He's revelated for us to do today, but it is something that we have man-made. It's something that we have allowed to divide us up, just like the Corinthian people. Ain't no doubt when Paul was there the first time, and whenever he the church was established, there ain't no doubt in my mind that there had to be unity, because there's never any growth if there's not unity. You know what? God will not have no part in that. I believe that with all my heart. Anytime you've ever seen any unity out in today's life, there's always been a growth. And you know what? Churches today, I know that we're in a weak and feeble state right now, that it seems like the numbers are falling off quite a bit. But you know what? There's never any excuse for the falling off of the power of the Holy Spirit. And there's never any excuse for the church to lose that. You know what? If the church loses that, it's because there is a spiritual problem among the believers. And you know what? God ain't lost His power. You know what? What did the Scripture tell us right there? You know what? It's unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So the power of God is in the Scripture. The power of God is in His Word that's been written down. The Word that we preach, the gospel that Paul preached. So you know what? It'll be by no other way than a man can be saved unless that he come unto Jesus Christ by that name and that name alone. So the name that we're getting out there today is the name of Jesus Christ. You know what? It's not of Paul, not of Apollos, not of Cephas, not of Justin Weston, not of any other preacher out there today. It is of Jesus Christ. You know what? When somebody looks at me, I don't want them to look at me and think that I've done anything. Because you know what? I ain't nothing but a shy boy that was called in the ministry at a young age. And you know what? I ain't had nothing except what the Lord has put in my life, what He has filled my mouth with, what He's allowed me to do over the years. And you know what? Other than that, I'm nothing. You know what? When we become nothing, God's always able to make us something. You know what? I believe in being a blank sheet of paper. You know, allowing yourself to be put in a situation to where God can use you. You know what? We had a lot of studying that we've went on, and you know what? There was always one common factor in all this studying that we've been doing is that God, before He uses somebody, will always humble them. You have to be humble in order to be used by God. You know what? You take Paul. Paul's one of the best examples of this. Paul, he was a man, thought that he was doing good, thought that he was a very zealous man in everything he done. But you know what? Whenever it come time for God to reveal to him that he was running the wrong way, what did he do? He struck him down on the road to Damascus, caused him to be blind. He couldn't see nothing. He had nothing. You know what? He had it all taken away from him, only to humble him down to the situation to where God could use him. And you know what? We know what Paul done. He wrote more than half of the New Testament. So you know what? I'm going to tell you what today. If you allow yourself to be humbled down, God will use you. And you know what? If we all as a collective body will allow ourselves to be humbled down to where God can use us, then we can dwell in unity. Then where God will move amongst us. Then we'll see great revivals. Then we'll see things begin to have our churches grow, souls be saved. You know what? We all must have a common ground, a common goal, that those that which are lost may be saved through the preaching of the gospel. You know what? If you're going to church today and that's not your goal, that's not your goal to be strengthened up, to be able to preach the gospel to a lost and dying world, if that's not your goal today, then I encourage you to make an altar right now. Don't wait till you get to the house of God. Make an altar right now and to begin to figure out what the problem is in your life. Because I'm going to tell you what the Scripture tells me, and by reading what Paul just wrote down right here, the number one thing he wanted to do was preach the gospel. And you know what? That's what a Spirit-filled man does. He preaches the gospel. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't help it. You know what? When the Spirit of God dwells within you, you know what? That's what you're about. You know what? He'll not dwell within you if you're not about carrying forth His word. If you're not about the unity among the brethren, He'll not dwell in anything like that. Because where the Spirit of God is, we know that there is liberty. A reason why there is liberty is because there is a unified body that it has the ability to go out and have its free reign on what it has to do for God. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, is that the reason why we're able, you notice that you can hear a pin drop in the church. Not a single thing, cold as ice. But you know what? Then there are some of them services that you get in, and we've all been a part of them. And you know what? It's just one thing after another. And a good flow, a good harmony in the house of God. And the only way that ever happens is that when we get of the same mindset, we're unified in heart and we're unified in mind, and then He has the utmost ability to go out and reign wherever He wants to. Ability to go out and have His way in whatever service that He wants to be in. If we're able to do that today, you know what? Every one of our services will be filled today. Because like we said, the Scripture tells us it is the power of God. You know what? The church ain't lost its power. I'll preach that till the day I die. Is that the church has not lost its power. Because you know what? The power comes from God. You know what? If a church is lacking on power today, it's because the church has separated themselves from God. It's not because God has left them. It's not because God's not as strong as He was anymore. It's not like we see a lot of people today. You know, I don't know if you're watching Christmas movies. I'm gonna go to Christmas movies now. I know it's in the month of March right now, but you know, when Christmas movies, I like Christmas movies just like anybody else. But you know what? They always talk about the spirit of Christmas dying out, and I like watching them Santa Claus movies. And you know what? It's not that case with God though. You know what? We know that unbelief will grow and it'll grow and it'll grow. And unbelief is the only thing that will send a man to hell. I believe that with all my heart. But you know what? Just because that's happening does not mean that God gets weak. Just because we see a falling off of the churches today and the people don't want to come to the house of God anymore does not mean that God has lost His power. You know what? If you got a church where two or three are gathered, he said that He would be in the midst. So you know what? If He's in the midst, you know what? That is a powerful service right there. No matter if it's two or three that are gathered. If they gather in His name and He's in the midst, there's just as much power there as if there was 100 people and He was in the midst. So you know what? There's only one thing that has variable to it there, and it's not God. The variable that we see today in the church that allows to be changed around so much that we have those stone cold services is that people ain't getting themselves right with God. That people ain't making it right in the right kind of way. And you know what? Getting down on our knees and crying out to Him and asking Him to move in and make a change. You know what? That's the only way that any of us got saved today. We were sick and tired, being sick and tired, got down on our knees, cried out to God that He would change our life. So you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, it'll come by no other way. And you know what? I can't help but to tell you any other way except for that. And you know what? Our hope and our prayer is today is that that wherever you go to church, you know what? If it's a Bible sound church teaching of the truth, if it's not that, you know what? Shame on you. And when our prayer is that you get your heart right with God. But you know what? If you go to a Bible-based church, the King James Version Word of God is being preached in there, all the truth is being given, you know what? It's been laid out right as it is. My prayer for you today is that y'all all dwell in unity, that y'all are praying for the churches around you, that you are making sure that all is well between you and the Lord, that you may be a great disciple for Him today by going out and preaching the Word of God. That's our prayer for you. But you know what? A lot of times, that's simply not the case. That we would rather look at the name over the door. We would rather look at who is standing up there behind the pulpit or whatever it may be. The different things that cause division among us seem to override that right there. You know what? Our desire is that you pray for us this morning. Our desire is that you call our name out to the Lord and allow Him to work in our life. I don't want it of any other thing. I don't want it of Paul or of Apollos or of Cephas. I want it of Jesus Christ. So you know what? If you pray for me today, I pray that the Lord come by and richly bless. Lord come by and instill me with the words that I need to proclaim His gospel to a lost and dying world. Those are the prayers I desire this morning. And you know what? That's going to be my prayer for you. That you build the same thing. And you know what? Because we've got to dwell in unity. We've got to have it among us today to go out and preach the same gospel. I strive for the same word. You know what? If we're doing that today, I can know that there'll be an increase of God. You know what? We had a really good, I'm going to say awesome, revival season last year. You know what? Them revivals that we were in, you know, there was the Spirit of God was moving everywhere. But you know what? There was another thing I noticed. There was people of all denominations that would show up at the same church. They would they'd be in the same pews. They'd partake with each other, but it didn't matter what their name was. It didn't matter what church they came from. All that mattered is that we all dwelled together in the unity of the Spirit. That's the only thing that mattered. And you know what? I've probably seen more souls saved last year than I've seen in my whole life. You know, I'll be honest with you. That's kind of what opens our eyes. It begins to allow us to realize is that when we do the things that are of God, we can rest assured that God will give increase. So that's all we got for you today, and we hope that it's blessed you. Y'all get out to the house of God somewhere and have a good time in the Lord unify in spirit and in truth, and that's the only way it can be worshipped. God bless you, and we love each and every one of you.